Yeah, we'll continue. We begin now. We continue. We got to go weiter. And then at the end of the show, I want to try to do a little bit of something that emerges in Baba Kama, a different topic about the 10th of the Sirsa Dibris, thou shalt not covet, lo sachma. Okay? Very important din. It's in the Masechta, so we get opportunities to try to see an array of different topics that are found in our Masechta, Masechta's Baba Kama. Okay, let's begin. Begin the next sugya. The sugya is found on Daf Chof Amud Aleph by the two dots. When we learned the Mishnah in the beginning on Daf Yud Chesamid Beis, this Mishnah is found in Yud Chesamid Beis. I'm sorry, it's on Yud Chesamid Beis. I apologize. On the previous Yud Chesamid Beis, it said in the Mishnah, it said Ketzad Hashem Muedes Lachol Zaroy Lo Beim Muedes Lachol Peres V'Yerachos. And then it says Ochel Ksus Ochel Kelim Misham Chatzin Nezik. Then it says B'Med V'Amur Mishusan Nezik. So when we learn the Mishnah, we said over to Smachleis Rav Shmuel, we're going to learn right now. Is that phrase, B'med Dvar Mamurim, going back on the Reisha, where you eat normal food, the animal eats normal food, Rishis Rabim, and therefore, Shein Rishis Rabim is Potter, but Shein Rishis Anizik is Chayef? Or do you say, no, it's not only going on the Reisha, but it's also going on the Seifa. What was the safest case, Yehuda? What was the safest case? Achla Ksuso Kalim, where a guy ate strange things, that if he ate a Brishis Rabim, he would also be Potter. But if he ate a Brishis Nizik, he'd be Chayiv. That's how the two ways we read the Mishnah. That's the first way. What's the second way of reading the Mishnah? That what's the Bemed Varm Amurim going on? Dani, the Bemed Varm is going on only what? Eating the normal food, the Reish. It's not going on the Seifa. Even though the Bemed Varm came right after what? Came right after the Seifa, you would think for sure it's going on the Seifa. No. The two permutations in the Gemara are, is it only going on the Reisha, or is it going on the Reisha and the Seifa? There's no permutation that's only going on the Seifa, which is not the simplest reading of the Mishnah, I would say, because the B'med V'Amurim appears after the Seifa. So you would have said for sure it goes on the what? On the Seifa. Question is also going on the Reisha. Yoni, you follow what I'm saying? That simplest reading is wrong. The Gemara doesn't have three permutations, only has two. Meaning that B'med V'Amurim is going on what? Not just on the what? Not just on the Reisha, but it's going on the Seifa. Or do you say it's what? Or it's going on only the what? Only the Reisha. Okay? And therefore, if it's only going on the Reisha, what's your conclusion, Bench? It's only going on the Reisha, it means Achlu Ksus V'Kalim, in Rishis Rabba will be Chayev. It's Karen and not what? It's not Shane. Because it's so peculiar. I don't care where you ate it. Yes? That is the upshot of the results of the two permutations. If you eat Achol V'Ksus in Rosh Hashanah, are you Chayav Potter? If the Medarim is only going on the Reisha, then on the Sefer you're Chayav no matter where you ate it. If it's going on both, then you're Potter even Rosh Hashanah. Yes? And the basic question that we're going to set up here is, that's the case where you have the Machlekes, Yoni. I'm glad you're getting it down. But in conceptual terms, I want you to get it and lum this. What is it's hard to, I don't want to say it like that, but what is like the intimidator? What is like the King Kong? Is Shein Rishis Rabim overtake Karen? That even though it was peculiar eating in Ksus V'Kalim Rishis Rabim, and it should have been Karen, but what overtakes it? The tentacles, right? If the tentacles of King Kong is an overarching, intimidating principle. Like a gigantic center, lavdo of adults that block someone, right? When I was your age, somebody said no one would go near Ewing, right near the lane, because they were scared of him, right? So it was intimidating. So do you say Shein Rishis Rabim, lavdo of adults is like what? The intimidator, and it therefore overarches and beats Karen, and the melee you're going to be part. Or do you say no? Karen stays strong, and it fights, right? It fights. So therefore, what it fights, and it fights off the Shein. Fights off the Shein Rishis Rabim. There's two elderly brothers that come to our shul once in a while. They're uncles of one of the guys in the shul. Very, very fine fellows. One of the fellows, you know, very strong men in their 80s. So one of the fellows told me he used to box when he was a kid. So whenever he comes and greets me on the line at Shabbos, I go like this with him, you know. It reminds me of the old days, he said. So you follow me? So that's the din. The overarching principle is Shein Rishis Rabim beats out the Karen, and therefore he always potter? And you say, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't. And therefore, Shein Rishraim is potter only when he ate food, but when he eats something peculiar, not to. I think that's a good way of putting it. You follow me? It's really pitting the notion of Shein Rishraim being potter against Karen, that you're chayiv no matter where you ate it. Okay, so let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, Achluxus, we got a lot to see. Achluxus, let's see the Lashon HaGemara. From the two dots, Achluxus v'chule. It says b'feirish inside, Achluxus, let's see. Bench, go ahead. Achluxus.
Achluxus v'chule. Ahaya.
Ahai.
Oh, ahai.
Ahai. Right. What does ahai mean? Ahai means on which.
Right.
On which. We always know Aleph is of an Aramaic, Lashon HaRamis. Aleph is always on. The letter Aleph in the beginning of words on. On which. Ahai. We have to make sure we get all these words. For the rest of our lives, we'll be able to understand it. Go ahead. Ahai. Go ahead. Ahai. Which case is the B'medrim going on? Go ahead. Does Rashi comment on this? I don't think so. No? No. Go ahead. What does he say?
Amarav Akulu.
Oh, what does Akulu mean? Both the Resha and the what? And the Seifa. It certainly is going on the Resha, but it's also going on the Seifa. That's the Lashon of Akulu. Both cases is going Akulu. It's going all the cases in the Mishnah. My timer, go ahead. Let's say Kol HaMishana. Kol HaMishana Uba Acher. If the first guy acts in a Mishuna Dika fashion, the second guy also acts in a Mishuna Dika fashion, therefore you're Potter. So, in other words, I want you to get this. When I say the first guy acts in a Mishuna Dika fashion, what kind of person are you putting your Kale in the Amsterdam Avenue? I mean, you're a Meshuggah. You're acting like a Meshuggah. So you expect someone to damage your property to pay you? Forget about it. You acted like a Meshuggah, even though the other guy acted like a Meshuggah, even if he was Meshana, he's Potter. Halacha l'maisa. Because you would have thought it's both are Karens. No, aren't they Karens when you act peculiarly? So if they're both Karens, you should be chayv to pay. The din is no. We have this theory, which I try to give a little bit of an example and say, I don't know if it's such a good example, but two negatives make a positive. When you multiply two negatives in mathematics, it's a positive. So the first guy's Meshana, the second guy's Meshana, the second guy's Lamaisa, you know, basically saying, why should I be penalized for your peculiarity in the way you put your stuff out there? And therefore, I am Putter. So it turns out, Allah Lamaisa, that I am not obligated. So you're Putter not only in the Resha, you're Putter in the Sefer where you put Kalim, because who puts Ksus in Kalim? What is Ksus? Is Yehuda asked me in Seder? Ksus means clothes that you're not wearing, separate clothes. I don't know, track pants, could be a nice suit. It means clothes, not that you're wearing. The human beings that you just have Ksus or Kalim. Someone else comes, not that they're going to put it there, someone else brings his Kalim and does something else that's strange. He eats it. What type of behemoth eats? Okay, don't tell me goats. Okay, we're not talking about goats, let's say, for this case. And even if goats, they don't even consume it. They just chew it and they spit it out. Somehow the behemoth ate it up. Okay, it's a strange Meshuggah hunt, like the Rav said about that dog that ate the toothpaste. So Lamais, in such a case, the Gemara says you're Potter. Okay? We got this din? Look at Rashi, Benj. Go ahead, Akulu.
Akulu.
See, it's a tentacles. It's like the intimidator. Go ahead. What does the word koi mean?
We're speaking about it.
Referring. Right. Excellent. Go ahead. Say aksus. Filo aksus. Excellent. There are a lot of guys ask me this in Seder. Well, how do you read that Rashi? What do you mean? He's saying it's a told of the Karen? No, he's saying the told of the Karen is overtaken by Shane Bershus Rabin. It's overtaken. Without it being overtaken, it would be told to the Karen, you'd be chayiv. But Shane Bershus Rabin is an overarching principle, and it considers that overarches, and therefore it makes it what? It makes it putter. It takes it away from being classic Karen. Why? What's the reason? Go ahead. Ko what?
Ko HaMishana. Kigon Zesh Anyach Kisuso V'Kela Bershus Rabin.
Excellent. Ubo Acher. Oh, and this guy comes in and does a shinui also, that he ates it. So what does it basically do? The two shinui cancel each other out. It's no longer the world of Karen. It goes in the world of what?
Shane,
and therefore your Potter. Yoni, clear? It's a very important Gemara conceptually. Okay? So I want you to get this. This is Rav's opinion. Rav, the first generation of Meir. Okay? Rav and Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish, they're all first generation of Moron. Rav and Shmuel, and above all, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish were in Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead.
Shmuel Amar,
What's the most famous Gemara? I don't know. It's hard to rate famous Gemaras. Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, where do they appear? Not Rish Lakish. But there's three sheetas about something. I got it done. Since Sanhedrin, what daf? I don't remember. Kuf Hayim and Aleph. Why was the world created? Rav says because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmuel says because of David HaMelech. And Rabbi Yechonin says the Mashiach. I want you to remember that Gemara. Three sheet is why the Abishter created the world. Either for Moshe, Rav, either for who? David HaMelech, or either for the Mashiach. And the great Gon Rav Amiel Zatzah was the chief rabbi at Tel Aviv. There's a beautiful, beautiful drush on that. I'm just going to say for a second what it means. He says Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah. David HaMelech represents Avodah, Shir of Tishbachos, and the Mashiach is the perfect confluence of both. You follow what I'm saying? The beautiful drasha that he says. That's where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was when the Gemara says Abrachos of Chesem and Bebeis. Sadi Chesem and Bebeis? Okay, I'm sorry. I was off. Sadi Chesem, it's on Bebeis? Yeah, in Sanhedrin. So it says, thank you, Matthew. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Chav Chesem Bebeis, before he died, he was crying. The Talmidim say, why are you crying? So he says, you know what? He wants Chizkiyahu HaMelech to malav him to Shemayim. Why? Because you know the Tisha B'Av Gemara isn't getting an involved base. He made a decision. When Vespasian said, what do you want? He said, I want Talmud Torah. I want the dynasty of Rabbi Gamliel. I want the Chachamim B'Yavne. But maybe he should have asked for the whole thing. So he was always going back and forth. Maybe he was wrong, but he wanted Chizkiyahu. Because what does Gemara say about Chizkiyahu? Chizkiyahu could have been the Mashiach, but he didn't sing what? He didn't sing Shirs with these Bachos Lashem. Every kid knew from Dan until Beta all the Mishnayos and even the Taurus. Talmud Torah they were clear, but they didn't sing Shirs with these Bachos. That's why it wasn't declared Mashiach. So he wanted Chizkiyahu to protect them, because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made a similar decision that they went with the Talmud Torah. You follow me? They didn't focus on the Shirs with these Bachos, but you have to have a confluence of both, like the Mashiach. That's this beautiful drasha. Okay, there's more to say, but not for now. That's a beautiful drasha I heard from Rav Sosevsky, Shlita B'Shem Rav Amiel. He said this drasha, but that's a famous Gemara, Rabbi Yechonin, Rav, Rabbi Yechonin, and Shmuel. Why did Abishur create the world? Lo Ivre, Chad. Okay? All right, Viter. Let's go. Sadi Chesim and Beij, you said. Okay, good. You had it on the computer. Mekadish the Chol.
Yes.
All right,
sir.
Go ahead. Viter.
Yes,
so, Shmuel Amar.
Lo Shanu Ala Peros Yerakos.
Wow. What does Shmuel say? What does Shmuel say, Benji? You're only chayv on what? What did I just say that was wrong? Lo shanu means what? The p'tur of what? Shein v'shrab is only said by what? Normalcy. So lo shanu means the p'tur of shein v'shrab is only what? Fruits and vegetables, just normal. About ksus v'kalim, what's the din? You are what? You are a chayv. Excellent. So the b'med v'rum. Yeah, you chayv nezik sholim. I'm sorry, it's Karen the first two times chatzin nezik. Right, but if it's mu'ud, it's like shalom. Correct. So you see that what? According to Shmuel, how does he learn the Mishnah? B'med Vorm is only going on the what? Reisha, not on the what? Not on the Sefer. Well said. Okay? So we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. B'feirush in the Gemara. Okay? Whenever there's a din and dini mamonos, what do we say?
Shmuel.
Who do we pass like? Shmuel. Excellent. Gemara says it B'charis and Daf Mem Tes. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and dini mamonos, all like Shmuel, and in Isurim all like Rav. The rush is by us and Baba Kama, because Rav is a bigger bucky in Surim, Shmuel is a bigger bucky than Rav and Dini Mamunas. You follow me? Okay, it's very important. Alavai, we should be like Rav and Mamunas and Shmuel and Surim. But the Lamaisa, you follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. Okay, go ahead, let's go, Viter. What do we say? Come on, Evan. This man, you were here in Seder. Evan, let's go, come on. This man. Time is of the essence, precious. It's precious, the time. All right, go ahead. Let me ask you a question. What bothered you with the structure of the Gemara? It says, what bothered you? I'll tell you what bothered you. What'd you say, Adam?
It sounds like
he's going on Rav.
Yeah, I mean, if Reish Lakish is saying like Rav, why don't you say Amar Rav and then V'chein Amar Reish Lakish? You know what I mean? Before you present Shmuel. I want you guys to be medayik in the Gemara. Did that bother you guys? You hear him bothered by it? So what's the answer to it? The answer is Poshit. Rav and Shmuel lived in Bubble together. They were a team. Sometimes they would argue. Rav was a Rosh Yeshiva, what city? Surah. Shmuel was a Rosh Yeshiva where? Nardah. Where's the marker? Ksubis Vavam and Aleph. See all these Gemaras we're mentioning. I want you to know them all. Ksubas Vavam and Aleph. Rav is Rashiv and Surah Shmuel is Rashiv and Nardot. Okay? So they were, the Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara, presented. There's a Machlis Rav and Shmuel. Where did Reish Lakish be able to live? Eretz Yisrael. So they're, that's why Reish Lakish is mentioned afterwards. You always present Rav and Shmuel together. Okay? And then you're going to present Reish Lakish and Yechina. Go ahead. Zur is Reish Lakish says Akulu. Good. But Azda what? Azda Reish Lakish?
Letameh.
Excellent. Reish Lakish Lishitaso. Now, what does the word Letameh mean? Yes, but there's a sefer called Yad Malachi. One of the great Gedol HaKharim has a rule sefer in Shas. It's called the Sefer Yad Malachi. He says there's two pshatim of the word Azda. It can mean two things. Number one, he says, this is in Simen Reish Mem Dalim. Number one, it says goes, like we said, Slishitaso. Because in Aramaic, did you know the Dalet and the Lamed are what? Are interchangeable. Excellent. Dr. Dreisler, Azda. Va'azda is the same thing as va'azla. Va'azda. The Dalet and the Lamed are interchangeable. Could be va'azda or va'azla. That's one shot. So the first shot is Reish Lakish goes l'shitaso. What's the second shot of the word azla? Chizuk. What does chizuk mean? Azda means a chizuk. Meaning that where Reish Lakish was mechazik his words in another area where he said it. In other words, he held to the shita so much he held it in another topic. What's this other topic? Go ahead again. Go ahead, Ben. Azdar what? Azdar
Reish Lakish with Tam. Azdar Reish Lakish, Shtei Paros, Rishus Harabim, Achas Revuta, Achas Malachas, Vata Malachas, Revuta, Ketura.
Oh, so what's that then? Let's go slow. You got two cows in Rishus Harabim, one crouches, Revuta we know is crouches. Where do we have the word revutza before? Gimel Amud Aleph, no? No, you're right. I'm wrong. Excellent, Yonason. That was a told of Karen, no? Yeah. It was Bezim and Bez. I stand corrected. Very good, Yonason. Bezim and Bez. Very good. It was one of the toldas of Karen. Is that correct? Yeah. I was thinking Gimel Amud Aleph, shame, but this is a told of Karen. Said revutza. Yes?
Yeah.
Now, where is it?
Days.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Where is it?
It's in the middle. It's above, right above.
It says, Tolda the Karenik, Nagif, and the Shicharavitsa. Excellent. Very good. I'm wrong. Excellent. I told you this story. What, when I've told you that story before, haven't I? No, they had the show Happy Days when I was a kid. They had a whole show on Fonzie. Couldn't say the word wrong, right? Couldn't say the word wrong. He's a Jewish fellow, that fellow. He's a very nice fellow. I have a friend of mine that sat with him on a plane once. The guy who played Fonzie. But there was a whole show, he couldn't say the word wrong. Wrong. He couldn't say wrong. Couldn't be modal emes. One of the things of a chacham is you have to be modal emes. Where is that Mishnah? It's a Mishnah novice. Shiva dvarim b'chacham, shiva dvarim b'golem. One of the things is you have to be modal emes, a chacham. Okay. Very good. Excellent, Yonason. I'm proud of everyone. Go ahead. So what's the case here? Guys, let's get it. Let's think. What do we got? We got two cows, one crouching and one going. And what is the crouching, what does the kicking one do? What does the walking one do? He kicks the what? He kicks the crouching one, he's putter. Why is he putter? You guys tell me. Even though it should be carrying Shrab because peculiar behavior, kicking we learn is peculiar. Animals don't kick. But as Yonah said, we have the principle of Kol Mishana. You crouched. And now Lomaisa, what do you have? The Ravutz is crouching. And the second guy, the Mahalath, the second cow, is also doing something peculiar by kicking. Therefore, your potter. Oh. Now, I want you to get this down even before we get to the second case. Please get it. There is a Shita later on in the Gemara in the name of Rava. Please get it. On Chavdalim and Beis. Okay? You'll look it up. On Chavdalim and Beis, Rava challenges this din a bit. And I want you to know it. What does Rava hold? Rava holds the following. That the walking cow is able to what? Is able to walk on the crouching cow. But he's not allowed to kick it. Meaning our din in the name of Reish Lakish said you're putter even if you kick it. He says no way. If it would walk on it, you'd be putter. But to kick it, you are going to be what? You are going to be chayiv. Please get this. Okay? Please get that down. Again, Rava argues on Reish Lakish. Rava says, if he walks on it, fine. If he walks on the crotch, you're a putter. But if he kicks it, that's too much. Chayv. Please get this down. And you know why? Says the Nemuki Yosef, the following beautiful svara. He says, in order to invoke the principle Yonason, of Bo Acher Vishina is putter, is that the Shinui of the second stage must flow from the Shinui of the first stage. And there is no way when the first animal, Benji, crouches, there is no way when the first animal crouches that that led to the second animal that's walking to kick. That's too much of a stretch. Again, the first step of the Shinui of crouching, the first animal, does not lead to actually the second animal kicking. That's too much. Doesn't contribute to a kicking. And Rava says, in that case, that's too much and you'll be chayiv. And Reish Lakish says, I don't care. If the first animal did a shinui, yes. If the second animal does a shinui, you are putter. That is the principle.
Shouldn't putter at least the first step plus the second step?
According to Rava, yes. According to Reish Lakish and Argamara, it doesn't matter. You're always putter. But Rava argues on Reish Lakish later on. You must know that. And that's how very beautifully, neatly, the Nemuki Yosef is mazmir with this machlekes. It's a beautiful hesber. Okay? He says, Lamaisa, I understand Rava agrees with this klal, but we only say when what the shinui of the second one was machmas the shinui of the first. The par is crouching, and then it walks into it. So there I understand that the shinui caused the what? Caused the going in of the second animal into it. But a shinui of kicking, was it because of the shinui of crouching? That's too much already. And the behemo, in the baal behemo of the kicking will be chayiv. And our Reish Lakish says, no, it doesn't make a difference. You're putter, and that's the din. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Fine. This shinui was garim machmas, the shinui of the par rishon that ravsa. Okay? So that's considered to be a shinui. You got the machlaikis? Benji, clear? Please, you got to get the sheet of Rava on Chavtal and Beis. Yudi, you got me? Yes? It's a fundamental machlokas and I'm wondering what the scope of this principle is. Okay, but what's the second din Reish Lakish? Go ahead. What do you got? Excellent. What does that mean?
The first case.
The crouched one going on the what?
The walking one.
The crouched one kicks the malachas, that's your chayiv. Why? Why your chayiv in that case? Because why? Because the first animal did both the shinuis. The other animal did nothing wrong. Right? It was crouching, the first animal, and also kicks. So you should be responsible for that. And you are responsible. You'll be chayv what? Chatzi nezik, it'll be called keren. Is that correct? Everyone got that? That's called that din. Yeah, if it's a keren, the first 3 times it'll be chatzi nezik. Chayev is to mean chatzi nezik. Okay, let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Boato. Even though B'Rishus Harabim Yechayev, yes. Here what? Here your Potter. Why? Because the first Shinui was done, and the second one does a Shinui. Excellent. Okay. Vaitun the Gemara. Let's go. Says the Gemara. You know this story with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Bob Mitzia Pehei and Aleph, right? They were brother-in-laws. Rabbi Yochanan saw the unbelievable ability of Reish Lakish. He was a bandit and his unbelievable strength. He said, if you transfer that strength into Torah, I'll let you marry my sister. And Kachava, that's what happened. And he became his chavrusa. They were so close. And then the Gemara tells a story that they were learning a sugya, and they were learning about a certain screwdriver, whether the screwdriver is metame or not, the kli. And Rabbi Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish and says, you should be familiar with this kli from your days of being abandoned. And it made Reish Lakish feel so bad, he got so depressed, he died. And they replaced Reish Lakish with another Talmud, and Rabbi Yochanan said that Reish Lakish used to ask me 24 kashas, am I sure you bring me 24 rayas? And he got so depressed, Rabbi Yochanan, that Talmidim davened to Hashem, he should get better. He wasn't getting better. And then they davened, he should die. The Ran in the Dharm quotes, if someone's terminally ill, and he's in so much pain and torture, is it permitted to daven to Hashem to die? It's a big machlokes in the poskim, but the Ran in the Durham says from that Gemara it's mutter. It's mutter to daven. Now, we usually don't assume like that, but Mamaisa, I want you to know all the shittas. So, I want you to know something. If you, the Rav points this out in Baal HaTshuva. A lot of guys don't know this. He points that out in the Sefer. If you look at Tosis closely, you know, Evan, why don't you give me the Bubba comment, Bubba Metzia. If you look at Tosis quote closely there, he has a Diuk in the Gemara. It's this amazing thing that he originally was from. Reish Lakish was originally from. He went off the Derech and then came back to be the Gom, the Gadol HaDor. Thank you very much. That doesn't happen often. Where do you ever hear that? We know of Baal HaTshuva, that a man went off the Derech and come back and become one of the Gadol HaDor. But that's what the Tosis says in Bubba Metzia. Out, and the Rav points out this Tosis Baal HaTshuva. It's not so well known. People don't talk about that. It's in Bubba Metzia. I'm going to show you the Lashon. And Daf Pehei, the Lashon of the Gemara, says Beferish. Here, listen to the Gemara. Pei Dalet Amar Alf. I made a mistake. Iha Darta Bechule. Bikan Amar Rabbeinu Tam Reish Lakish Mischila Yada Harbe. He knew a lot of Torah. Elisha Parak Old Torah. He threw it off him. Nasa Amaretz became unlearned. Osik Ballistios became a bandit, a robber. But then he came back and became the God of Lords. Amazing thing. A lot of people don't realize that. Okay, thank you, Abby. You got to pay Dalet Amar Alef. The Rav points that out in Al HaTshuva, the Tosis. He had Dartav, his Lashon HaGemara. Okay. Okay, good. But I'm just saying, I think factually, it doesn't happen often. That someone comes back from off the half. Hopefully that happens a lot, but to come back to become the Gadol HaDor, that's a tremendous Kiddush. So what does Reish Lakish say? So go ahead, Lema. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan, his brother, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, go ahead. Wow, so what does he say, Rabbi Yochanan? He says that when the Mishnah says Shein B'Shisharim is part, there's only talking about what? What'd you say? It's only talking about fruits and vegetables, but Ksus V'Kalim, what's it din? Is Chayavis, correct. I would think that he fits in exactly like who? Exactly like Shmuel. So you have who? You have Rav and Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Well said. Excellent. So Lema, go ahead.
Lema, Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, Afilu B'Shtei Paros.
Oh, so maybe it's very neat, and he holds what? He holds against Reish Lakish even by Shtei Paros. So what do you mean even by Shtei Paros? What does that mean even by Shtei Paros? You guys tell me. What does that mean? Yonason, the Havamina. Lame is always the Havamina slugged up. 98% of the time. Here also is going to be slugged up. But what's the Lame? The Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know like slugs that even by Shtei Paris, what will be the din? That if the Malachis kicks the what? The crouched one, you will say Chayiv. Correct. Well said. He doesn't hold the principle at all of Ba'ach or Shana. You will be Chayiv. And never remains Karen, you'll be Chayiv Chatzinezek. And the fourth time, it'll be Muad. Mamish argues in the... Which din of that is? Which din of that in Shtei Paros is that? Adam, which din? First or second?
Second.
No. It's the first din. It's the first din. That he's going to argue on that din of what Bata HaMaleches Esa Revutza. That's the first din. Right? He said Pata Reish Lakish is going to say Chayiv. So the Havamin is he argues on everything. Go ahead. What do you say? Go ahead in the Gemara. What do you say?
Low.
What's low mean? This is, again, it appears true. Lame is slugged up. Low, it's wrong. That postulation is wrong. That theory is wrong. Go ahead.
Le'olam islay ksus if de inish demanche.
But so what's le'olam islay mean? That really Rabbi Yochanan holds like who? His Reish Lakish. Excellent. And therefore he'll agree, what's the din? Patr. We noticed in the Masifta there's a misprint. Right? In the misprint, it's a misprint. Should say Patr instead of Chayiv. He would agree to Reish Lakish that in case the Rodet the Malachis kicks the what? No one's perfect. Can have misprints. So Lamaisa, you have what? The Bata Malachis or Roots is Potter. Go ahead.
It's like Zeus, if they inche, the Mante, Lime, Lichafe.
Excellent. What does that mean? It's the derech of people to rest and put their stuff where? Put their stuff in Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. It's a derech to rest, and therefore what? We don't view that as a mishunah thing. So the first stage is not mishunah. So if the first stage is not mishunah, what do I say? I agree that it's what? I agree, Allah l'maitz, the olam islay. Yeah, go ahead, aval behema.
Aval
But if a behemah is not the derech to what? To crouch. If it's not the derech to crouch, what's the din? And it kicks it, you are potter. So he'll agree with what? He'll agree with Reish Lakish. But lamais, in the case of what? In the case of ksus v'kelim, what does he say? Yechayev, because it's not considered to be mishona abah. When the principle is the principle, it's good. But when the principle is not the principle, then it's not good. Yes? Go ahead, Benj. Mitpeche, Rashi. Stands the rest. Go ahead. Right, to crouch. Okay, I want you to get this. When you learn the Gemara, what's the machlokes in Miyachon Reish Lakish? Crystallize it. We always say we have a Masorah from our Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, that's all. Cannot have a machlokes in Metzius. So what's going on here, Yonasan? Rabbi Yochanan says, in the case of Ksus V'Kalim, he says, Yechai B'Shus Arabim, because it's not considered to be Mishunah. People do it all the time. What did Reish Lakish hold? That is Mishunah. So it's a machlokes in Miyachon Reish Lakish. Go ask, I guess, the transportation board or the public engineer civil works, and they will tell you how often people put their stuff in Amsterdam Avenue, put their stuff down, and how often that happens. So what will it be? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it happens to be what? 50%, and that's enough to deem that as what? As being normal. Reish Lakish says, in order for it to be normal, you need 51%, and the stats say only 50%, so therefore I claim it abnormal, and it's called Shinui in the first stage. When you read the Gemara, that's what you got to say, guys. Okay? Please get it down. You cannot have a Machlokes in Metzius, Yoni. We said that many, many times this year. We said it on Tetvav Manav. Oxen are tame or not tame. Go ask a zoologist, Asher Baron Soloveitchik. You know what the zoologists will tell you? 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame, or do you need 51%? It's a machlokes how to interpret the results. Famous machlokes, we're getting towards Pesach, is machlokes Reb Yochanan Nuri in the Chum, is rice duggan or not? Is rice ferment? Is it chametz? Go to the chemical lab and do the experiment. The question will be how you interpret the results of the experiment. Okay? That bears true right here as well, guys. Okay? That bears true right here as well. Is this considered to be derech or not derech? So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the concept of Reish Lakish. They just have a machlokes will apply in the case of Ksus V'Kalim. Is that normal or not? Rabbi Yochanan says it's normal, therefore, the din is Yechayev, it's not Shem B'Shishram Pot. Reish Lakish says abnormal, and we evoke the principle of Mishana Achar Ba. First stage is putting it there, Shinui. Second says the animal, eating it is a Shinui. Two negative, equal what? Equal your Karen, your Yechayev. Okay, good. We got this? This is the machlokes we have in the Gemara. Let's see Taisus, okay? And then we got to get to the Lovdus. Go ahead. Taisus, go ahead. Ba'azda.
Ba'azda Reish.
Guys, look inside. This is a hard Taisus, Lomas. You got to work at it. Go ahead.
Ba'azda Reish Lakish V'Tameh.
Tarvayu Tzrichi Ha. Tarvayu Tzrichi. I would put a period after the word Tzrichi, okay? You need both cases to demonstrate this din of Mishana Oba. What are the both cases? The case of Ksus V'Kalim in the Mishnah, and the din of Reish Lakish with the crouching. Go ahead. So he goes one after another. Go ahead. What does that mean? He needs the case of the Mishnah, of Achla Ksus V'Kalim, to tell me that you're Chayiv. Why? To offset who? Yes. What exactly, Adam? Excellent. That phrase is Reb Yochanan. To say to Rabbi Yochanan, you're wrong. I hold it's not the derech for people to rest. You shouldn't say ksus avdi in shemanche glimu pitche. We don't hold that principle. And we hold that it is mishunah. So that's the first chiddush of our Mishnah. That behavior is not normal. Yes? So the first chiddush is what, Matthew? That this is not what? It's not a shinui. It's not considered to be
It is a shinui.
It gets Rabbi Yochanan. Correct. That's number one. You want to see with me? That's number one, Chiddush. Go ahead, number two. The Shnei Paros.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you say Paros and not Paros,
sorry,
okay? Oh, what does that mean? That was the second case, is that correct? When the Revutza, yes, kicks the walker one, The Ravutz is chayiv. He's quoting the second case in the Shnei Paros to tell me a deal. Ah, what? What's Hahu Zaka mean? That instead of the crouching one, what? Kicking the walking one, what does it do? The walking one walks right into the crouching one and gets damaged. So what's the din in that case? What you told me the case in the second case in the Shnei Paros? The crouching one damages the walking one. Yes? That's chayiv. But what's the blatant diuk? Where the crouching one, what? Does nothing. The crouching one does nothing. The behemoth that walks into it, and the behemoth malechus gets damaged. The behemoth malechus gets damaged.
Yeah.
The behemoth malechus gets damaged. So who's potter? The owner of the crouching animal's potter. Why is that? Because what was the first shinui? The crouching, the animal crouching. The second one is considered to be what? A shinui, because it walked right into it. It should have walked around it. Like it says later on. Go ahead. Yeah, read on. Ha-huska? Kididai-kinan, come on. Right. What's Laskuye? It should have gone around. Should have circumvented and gone around the other way. The fact that walked right into it, that's considered to be a shinui. So therefore, it's a first shinui against a second shinui. What's the din? The din is that it is what? No, what is the din? In this case, it's going to be what? It's going to be pater lamaisa. Right? Because what do we say? Again,
I thought it's the exact opposite of what we said.
What do we say in this case? We're trying to teach two chidushim.
Changing the case that instead of it's the cow crouching and kicking the walking.
The cow, right.
Walking cow walking over the
right, because the animal that crouches, right, and kicks is chayiv, yes? Because the animal that does two shinuim itself, again, our principle is the first animal does shinuim, the second one does another shinuim. But in the case, second case, Shnei Paros, the Ravutza did what? He had two shinuis. It crouched and it kicked. So memeil it's chayiv. Okay? It crouched and it kicked. It's chayiv. That's mamish karen. But let's say the animal goes right what? The animal goes right in there. It doesn't kick it. It just walks right into it in that case. So if it walks right into it in that case, what would you say? Lamaisa, in that situation, what would you say? This is the chiddush. Because it's two shinuis, and what's the din? The result can be your potter. Because, guys, I want you to keep this in mind. Shein b'shus harabim is what? It's potter. Karen b'shus harabim is chayiv. How do I overtake it? Again, what we said in the beginning of Shir, how do I all have the overarching principle? Ba, acharu mashina ba, the two peculiarities water down the Karen, the shinui, and it's no longer Karen anymore. Falls back to becoming what? Shein b'shus harabim. Then it's going to be what? It's going to be potter. That's the principle. You follow what I'm saying, Yoni? You start with shein b'shus harabim as potter. But it's Karen. So how does shein b'shus harabim overtake it? Because in essence, it's really two shinuis. So if it's two shinuis, it'll put you back in the world of what? Shein b'shus harabim, your potter. Okay? If you act peculiar, why'd you leave your stuff there? So if someone else damages you, you're not going to get a penny. So that's exactly what he's saying here. So Tosa is saying, you know why Rish Lakish demonstrated I have two cases to demonstrate this Kiddush? What was the first Kiddush? That what? What's the first Kiddush? I don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, correct? I don't hold that if people rest. I think that's abnormal. So the first thing is what? The first thing of the animal is what? Eating. The first thing is resting. The thing is abnormal. Eating the kalim is the second thing is abnormal. Go back to Potter. What's the second Kiddush of Baruch Hashina? When the animal crouches, that's one shinui, but if the other animal that walks right into it is also a shinui. Therefore, the crouching owner of the crouching animal is potter. So that's the chiddush. There's two chiddushim within what? Within this din of bach or v'shinui. That's why Rish Lakish had to say both cases, says Tosis. I want you to get this down. Please get it. It's interesting. Lamaisa, it's very interesting because you could perhaps say another pshat, and I gave you the shita b'gubetz of Hashem Rabbeinu Yishayah. Says the Shidim Gubetz B'Shem Rabbeinu Yishayah right here. No. Before, I gave Rabbeinu Yishayah too. Rabbeinu Yishayah, before we get to Rabbeinu Ephraim yet. Rabbeinu Yishayah says like this. Please get it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give you the Rabbinian Shai. I'm sorry. Rabbinian Shai says like this. Okay? He says like this. Listen to this Chiddush. He says, I have another teretz why Rish Lakish said both cases. I want you to get it. You know what he says? He says, I would add a havimi that revitz itself crouching is not a shinui. Because why? The bottom line is, even after it crouches, can other behemoths get by? Yes, they can. I would add a havimi that revitza maybe is not a shinui at all. Even though the Gemara says it in Beis and Beis, like you said. But maybe I would think it's not a shinui. Just walk around it. I mean, you know what I mean? Many behemoths walk around the crouching animal. So maybe revitza shouldn't be considered a shinui. Kamashman Rish Lakish says, no. Revitza is a shinui. And therefore, since many times there are caravans of behemoths, that there are so many behemoths they cannot get around it, and therefore we assume that what the act of crouching is constitutes a shinui. So that would have been another answer that you could have said, and that's why Reish Lakish said this din of what kol mishana by shtei paros, because he wanted to demonstrate and convey rather better. He wanted to convey the revitzes constitutes a shinui. Ah, you'll tell me that we knew that from Gimel and Beis. Maybe from Beis and Beis. Maybe we only knew that Yonason after Reish Lakish taught us this din. Maybe. Because I think that was Stam Gabar over there, as Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara. They came after Ravashi. They came after Rish Lakish. So maybe they learned it from Rish Lakish. You got that down? That's a second teretz, Rabbeinu Yeshayah. Shidim goes from Rabbeinu Yeshayah. Then, a third possibility I saw from Rabbi Yeshayah Pick. You know who Rabbi Yeshayah Pick is? He was one of the great Gedol Achronim. Rabbi Yeshayah Pick. He writes many of the... Oh, you know how the Mara Makomos and the old regular Gemaras... He gives you the Mar Makomos on the side where this is mentioned on the place in Shas. He wrote that. He was a Baki Yotzel. He knew Kol Torah Kula. He would always write, he wrote the Mar Makomos on the Vilna Shas that we have, the side of the Gemara. So he has our ghosts on the back of every Shas, every Masechta. And he has the following suggestion. He says, I don't understand Taisis Kasha. I thought this was an ingenious pshat. Why can't you say the reason why Rish Lakish had to point it out? Because I would have thought like Rava. Remember I pointed out to you when we read the Gemara, there's another Shita of Rava? What does Rava say? In the first case, in the kicking case, what does he say? He says Chayef. Because the second Shinui has to come from the first Shinui. The kicking did not come from the animals crouching. What, because he angered him? You think they have feelings? You know, most Rishonim say animals don't have Bechiris Chavshis. Some do, but even if the Rishonim that say Bechiris, you think an animal, oh, how dare that? Sure, you know, guys get angry. They what's it called? Driving rage?
Road rage,
God forbid, you should never be like that. A guy, you think the cow while it's walking, sees this other cow crouching in Amsterdam, chutzpah. He's crouching in Amsterdam, he's going to go give him a real kick. They don't think like that. The crouching did not lead to the kick. So Rava says, well, you're potter. So maybe, Rava says you're chayiv in such a case, right? Rava says you're chayiv in such a case. So maybe you could say the reason why Reish Lakish, Lamaisa, had the what? Maybe the reason why Reish Lakish taught his case by Shtei Paros was to tell me that Rava was wrong. That's the reason why. And what's the? I want you to get this down in your notes. According to Bishaya Pick, the Chiddush would be the first case of the Shtei Paros. According to Taisvus, what's the Chiddush? It's the second case of the Shtei Paros. But nonetheless, he's teaching you this concept. It's not enough just to have the Mishnah. Okay? All right, you hear what I'm saying? That's what he says he thought he would have said on his own. He says, it doesn't understand. I would answer Tais Kasha like that, he says. Interesting. That's what Bishaya Pick wants to say. Okay. Fine. That's what Bishaya Pick wants to say. You have a response back to that? Is that such a why? Maybe you want to teach it? So the Sefer Kova Yeshua wants to say he didn't like that Kasha. He didn't like Bishaya Pick because the Pick's answer. Because Taisus holds there's no difference between Achla Ksuso and Kalim, between Bata, Mahalachas, Berevutza. Yeah, in other words, maybe you could answer Taisus Kasha, and maybe you could answer Mishaya Pick's Aura. What was his Aura? That Taisus, you could answer Taisus Kasha by saying he wanted to teach you the case of Shtei Paros to tell you that Rav is wrong. The second Shinu doesn't have to be contributed from the first one. So why didn't Taisus give that answer? Why didn't Tais give that answer? So maybe one could argue that Kovi Yeshua wants to say that Tais has held that there was no difference between Achla Ksuso and Kalim to Bata Malachas Berevutza. Right? Tais has held Do you know what Tosis held? Like, kind of like what I just told you. That what was Rava's Reish Lakish's Chiddush in the two cases of Shtei Paros? Where's the real Chiddush coming from? Adam, like you said, the second case. Tosos held the first case is really superfluous. The first case is really the case of Achlak Tzus V'Kelim. And therefore, it's not bringing anything to the table, maybe just to set up the second case. So therefore, Tosos didn't like that answer. Tosos moved away from that. He didn't like that answer because already was Mechudish. So therefore, he didn't like that answer. And therefore, Halacha L'maisi, he held that they were the same. And therefore, since he already held that they were the same, he held L'maisi against what? That already is evident that I hold against Rava. Because Achlak Tzus V'Kelim shows L'maisi. If you think about it, what is Achlak Tzus V'Kelim? I left what? I left clothes and Kelim out there. Does that really contribute to the animal going ahead and eating the stuff? I don't know if it contributes. At least he's claiming it didn't. You would argue and say it did, right?
How else is he going
to
eat it?
Okay, you're right, but I don't know. It didn't directly lead to it, in a sense. It didn't directly lead to it, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what Tosfos would respond back to Rabbi Ishaya Pick. Rabbi Ishaya Pick lived in the 1900s, 1800s, I think. So 700 years earlier, 600 years earlier, Tosfos would respond back to Rabbi Ishaya Pick and say, I didn't give that answer because I showed already I don't hold like Rava with the first case. You know, the first case of Achlak Tzus V'Kelim is the same thing as the first case of what? Of, Ravutza Balach. So I don't need to show that I don't hold like Rava. I don't need to hold. So obviously the Chiddush has to be in the second case. And that's why Tezis gave his answer. That the Ravutza follows. You got this? This is in depth, guys, what we're saying here. He wanted to give that, therefore he gave that answer. Ravutza is a Shinui, and if it get damaged, that was a Shinui too as well. That Taka what? That's what he wanted to tie in the Lamaisa. When it's because of what? You know, the par is Ravetzis and the other par goes right in there, Lamaisa. So that Shinui caused out. See, that's the case. The classic case, Adam, is when the animal crouches and the second one goes right into it. That Shinui caused the second Shinui to go right into it. Here, leaving something out doesn't necessarily. Others will argue Lamaisa on that. Shmuel would argue on that. It would say not that way. Shmuel would argue on that. But the truth of the matter is that what? Achlak Tzus V'Kelim L'maisa, they say is Chayiv, but that's why they didn't give that answer of Yishaya Pick. Okay. All right. You get that. Yonason, you got what I'm saying? That's what the Sefer Kovi Yeshua wants to say to answer his Kasha. All right. It's an interesting din. Yes, I'm sorry, Adam. What do you say?
So Tosos, his first Nakuda is saying that it's a clear agreement from the Mishnah that someone leaving Kalim or clothing out in the street is Mishuna. He's saying it comes straight from the Mishnah, that then, right?
Well, the way he learned the Mishnah. Again, keep in mind, Lo Shanu. What is the B'medvarim going on? He said it was going on even Ksus V'Kalim. It's evident from the way he learned the Mishnah, correct? Shmuel happened to not learn the Mishnah like that. Okay?
And then how does Rabbi Yochanan then come and argue on that then in the Mishnah?
Because that was Reish Lakish's take in the Mishnah. That was Reish Lakish's take in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't believe that would be the take in the Mishnah. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, and he argues. Now, we thought he was completely arguing right. We thought he was completely arguing. He held exactly like Shmuel Sagamar, fine-tunes it and says he holds like Reish Lakish, Lamaisa. Exactly. And Behemah, he happens to what? And Behemah's Lav Derech. But in this issue, he argues on about the Ksus, how to learn up the Mishnah. You follow me? But the Gemara Avmi completely argues. Keep in mind, that's Reish Lakish's way to Mishnah. That's stop shot in Mishnah, according to everyone. Okay? All right, you ask him good. All right, very good, guys. We got this so far? Okay. Let's get to the Kasha of Ben Ephraim. And then I want to finish up with Los Achmo, but maybe there's a Rambam. Let's see. See where we have time. Tomorrow we got to go Vaitu. We got a lot to do. I think next week we're going to start Chazrin. Okay? We have a lot to Chazrin. We've done it. Baruch Hashem, Leblian Har. You can always do more. Don't pat yourself on the back. Ki lekach no tzarta. For this you've been created. The Mishnah says in office. But we have to keep working. So I think we're going to Chazer. Chazer to when? Chazer to... I want to have the Bechina the day before Tainus Esther, Bli Neder. So we got to move in the Chazara. So I want you guys to really work this week. Always working. Okay? But that's the plan, Bli Neder. Plan, Bli Neder, is that we'll start Chazer. And what we do, Yoni, is we Chazer, I give you questions, and we do the questions in Shir. Okay? And then the Bechina straight from the questions. The easiest Bechina in your life. Everyone gets 100. Okay? And you know the Gemara really well. But I want to move because we'll have, let's say, a week and 3 days to Chazer. We'll have all of next week and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday the following week. What'd you say? I think so. We'll see. Maybe we'll give. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Let's not think about it. Let's not think about it until we get to that. Until we get towards that Sunday morning. We'll think. But we got to move. We got to work. Okay, let's get this. What does Rabbeinu Ephraim ask? Shita Megubetzes quotes one of the great Rishonim. All the Rishonim, Achronim, and the Messiah of the Torah. He asks a Bam Kasha. Says the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Says, I don't understand something. For how many times have we repeated why Shana Regal Potem Shisraim according to the Rosh? A Pusik, a beer, bistay, acher. What'd the Rif say? A Sfar of a, that's what? The Derek. Yes? So the Rabbeinu Ephraim asked the following Kasha. Please get it down. Why do you need a Pusik? Donnie, please get this. Why do you need a Pusik to Pati? Benji, you with me? Why do you need a Pusik to Pati Shana Regal? Why do you need a pot to pot to shein reg b'shisarabim? Why don't you just say it's pot to? Because why? The nizik acted mishuna and he left things b'shisarabim. That was the kasha of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and therefore, if you go ahead and do something, what? If you go ahead and do something that's peculiar afterwards, you should be potter. But what do you need a pasuk for? If this guy did something wrong, he puts his parents out there. What do you expect, sir? Don't you expect your stuff to get damaged? So the second guy should be putter. So my reaction to this kasha, Baruch Hashem, was Rav Machaveh to the answer of Ben Ephraim. The answer, I think, is you could say like this is that, what do you mean? The guy acts peculiar by leaving his parents out. But Adam, I want you to get this. The second guy doesn't always have to act in a peculiar way. What happens if he acts in a normal way? The second guy's animal, he eats the stuff. That's normal for an animal to eat food if it sees him or surround him, no? So, Lamaisa, our principle of Ba'achar Vashina is only if the second guy does a manner of a Shinui. But in the case where the second guy doesn't do a Shinui, it's possible for me to say that what if the guy went ahead and ate and he acts in a normal way, so what would I say in that case? I would say that he should be what? I would say you should be chayiv, right? I would say you should be chayiv. I act peculiar, right? So if I act peculiar in that way, and the guy comes along and eats it, so what do you say? So that's what the Rabbeinu Ephraim says. What do you need a limud for? He says if you leave something out there in Rosh Hashanah, and that's mishana from the regular derech, it's obvious that you shouldn't receive any money. You should be putter. So what do you need a pasuk? So the answer is, I grant you, leaving food out there is strange. It's bizarre. It's peculiar. But when the behemoth eats it, that's not strange. So maybe the tour of Rosh Hashanah is only when the second guy does something peculiar. But when the behemoth eats normally and it's not Mishana, maybe what? Maybe you should be chai, he should be chai, even when the placer did something bizarre. In other words, the only way the placer who placed it originally in there did something bizarre, maybe he should also never get money, is only in a case where the second guy does something that is what? Strange. Yes. But if the behemoth does something that's normal, maybe I would think that what? I would think I still should get the money. You know, maybe I should catch a break. I know, because maybe I should catch a break.
Who's you? Are you good?
I'm the one who put the stuff in the improper place of the payers. No, but what I'm saying is I start off doing something peculiar by leaving my fruit in Amsterdam, yes? But when the second guy comes with his behemoth and eats it, that is not a peculiar act. And therefore, I understand, but what I'm saying to you is that what? Maybe the halacha will catch me a break and say, okay, I did something wrong, but the bottom line is someone else's behemoth ate my stuff. Maybe you should be chayiv. Comes the pasuk and says, no. Shein b'rishus harabim is what? Is potter. See, our principle is where only when the second guy does a shinui, it covers that case. But in a case where the second guy doesn't do a shinui, I would have thought maybe I should catch a break and still get paid for my payers, even though I made a mistake.
He does a shinui.
No. Again, I put my fruit out here, that's a shinui. When the second guy does a shinui, for sure, Lamaisa, two negatives, Lamaisa, I am what? He's potter. I will not get any money back. But what happens if the second guy does something normal? Namely, his animal eats the fruit that's exposed. That's normal. So I would think maybe the halacha catches me a break. What do I mean by catching me a break? I did something peculiar.
But that is what we said. No,
it isn't. But I'm saying the principle is when there's two shinuyim.
Yeah, but you're not changing anything.
That's what I'm saying to you. You might have thought the principle is based on the fact that the first guy did a shinuyim, so I don't care what the second guy does. It's like lav davka. As long as I acted improperly and on top of my stuff, I acted in Mishuna fashion, Jonas. You're bringing out the correct point. That's enough to say that what?
Why would I have a halal? The din is lav davka. We don't say
Muslim chaver lav davka. I'll tell you why. Because the bottom line is that what? You know, we don't give the guy lamaisit such a... You act like this. So therefore, I would have a havamina that maybe I should catch a break. No one's perfect. I would have such a havamina. I would have a havamina that maybe I catch a break. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect except Hashem. I acted bizarrely and peculiarly by leaving my stuff out. When the animal goes ahead and eats it, what would I say the din would be? I still should be chayiv. Yes? Comes the pasuk and tells me, Yonason, Shein Brishus Harabim is always potter. Always. Shein Brishus Harabim is always potter. The chiddush of our din is when the second guy does a shinui, then lamaisa, that has the ability to transform Karen into what? Back to Shane Brishus Rabim and be Potter. That's the Chiddush Vaidin. Now Matthew asks me, why would I have such a Havamina? If it says Kol Mishana Ba'akar Vashina, it says Vashina, right? It does say Vashina. So I'm telling you, Matthew, that I would have interpreted as being Lav Dafka, that the second guy doesn't have to be a Shinui, and the focus is on what? The first guy doing a Shinui, and the first guy doing a Shinui, we would give him break. What'd you say? You hear what I'm saying? Let's say it again. It's very in-depth. But once you copy, you copy again. The din is Shein Brishus Harabim is Potter. Then there's a principle called Ba Mishana, who Ba'akar Vashina is also Potter, which takes his tentacles, intimidator, takes it out of Karen Brishus Harabim, puts it into Shein Brishus Harabim, your Potter. Yes? I might have interpreted that principle of Mishana Ba'akar Vashina is that the second guy doesn't even need to do a Shinui. I go ahead and what? I go ahead and make a shinui in Rishus Rabin, but I don't guard my payers properly. You know what? You know what I would think, Yonason? Hashem is merciful to that guy. No one's perfect. Hashem knows the guy makes a mistake. And if someone else's baim eats his fruit, he should be paid for it. I would think chayiv. Comes the pasuk and says, no way, even in that case, you're potter. So Matthew says to me, Rebbe, why would you have such a habit to interpret lav davka? Because I'm telling you why. Because maybe we look to what? We look to give the guy a break. We look the guy to give a break. No one is perfect in keeping their stuff together. And the pasuk says to me, we don't give him a break. Okay, no one's perfect but Hashem, but you know what? You got to use your seichel. You got to be responsible. Yes, go ahead. What do you say?
Isn't that havamina tchilas of pshiyas sofa bonus?
I wouldn't call it that.
Wow.
Because Tchilasa Bipshia B'Self Bonos, we generally assume, Matthew, there's a lead from one step to the other. There's a connect. There's not necessarily a connect, like I was saying before, that the payers are exposed, that you have to what eat it. There's not really a connect.
Meaning this guy was, sort of say, a Poshea owner by leaving his Kalim out
Tchila
there.
Bipshia B'Self, Tchila Bipshia B'Self Olvus is there's a more of a connect. Okay. Here there's a less connect, okay? Here there's a less connect. Plus the fact, a lot of times you say that in Hilchos Shmira. Tchilas, this is not a case of Shmira.
I didn't know that did that.
Right.
Figure. I didn't
but
know
no, but you're asking good. But that's,
it seems like the same case.
Yeah, that's what we want to say. Jonas, do you follow the answer? I want you guys to get that answer. That's what Rabbeinu Yonas in Lamaisa gives his own answer. That is the interpretation. You got it? Clear? You want me to say it again? Yeah? Let's say it one more time. Okay? Guys, get this. The Ben Ephraim suggests the following. Okay? The Rebbe Ephraim says the following Kiddush. He says, I don't understand. Why do you need a pasuk that Bir B'Steach and tell me Shein B'Shus Rab is Potter? We have this principle. It's a beautiful principle. Such a great principle that what? That it's able to take Karen B'Shus Rabim out of the world of Karen, put it back into Shein, and I'll be Potter. So what do you need a pasuk for? This principle saves everything. It's a great kasha. So you know what the answer is? The answer is, I'll tell you, it is a great principle, but it will not cover all the cases. You might have thought that in a case where I did a shinui with my fruit living exposed, and someone else's behemoth comes and eats my fruit, you know what I would think? I would think that since I did a shinui, Hashem still gives me a break and will say, if the other animal ate my fruit, he will be chayv to pay me. That's what I would think.
He will be
chayv
to pay me?
He will be chayv. He will be chayv to pay me.
But if the animal eats normally, he would. That's what.
No, I'm telling you, because Hashem gives me a break. Even though I did a shinui, I still will be paid.
He is paid.
No, he's not. Ba'achar v'shina is what? Is putter. What does ba'achar v'shina mean? Ba'achar v'shina means putter. Yes? So I would have thought that that principle of putter l'maisa is considered to be in a situation, and this is what this pasuk is saying. I would have thought in a case where the first guy does a shinui, but the second guy doesn't do a shinui, I would think in that case l'maisa you would be what? You'd be chayiv. You would be chayiv to pay. Kamashim olan, that's not true. That shein b'rishus harabim applies what? When does it apply? It applies in the case where the first guy did a shinui and the second guy did a shinui. And where else does it apply, Bench? It applies also when what? When the first guy does a what? Does a shinui alone and the second guy does not do a shinui.
How does this question of Gemara even come up then? Is it putter no matter what? No?
What do you mean?
If we use the pasuk, if you ever stay after the show that you're putter shus
rabbi. Yes.
And we know that it applies to both.
No, because our Gemara, using the principles, only talking about a case where there was a shinui in the first stage, a shinui in the second.
But the original question was why, because does the statement of Patrim Shusharab apply to Piros and Yerakos? And he,
yeah, but why do you need a pussy to tell me Shamer Shusharab is Patrim? I have Ba'achar Vashina.
But why did that question come from the first place if we had this pussy?
The question is, why do I need a pussy? I don't need a pussy to tell me this din.
Then why would the question of Gemara come up in the first place if we have this pasuk anyway?
You're asking the other way.
Yeah,
you can't ask from a Rishon. You can't ask on a Rishon. No, you're asking from the Gemara, Lamaisa. You're asking from a Rishon on the Gemara.
No,
you can't do that.
That's not what I'm asking.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, because the Rishon said that the pasuk.
Yeah, the Rishon is the one who said the pasuk. So the kasha is, what do you need? Why are you rush making this crusher for? You don't need it. This principle solves everything. The answer is, it does not solve everything. It absolutely does not. And what case doesn't it solve? Where I did a shinui and the second guy did not do a shinui. And the guy's behemoth ate my fruit normally. So I would think he's chayv to pay me because Hashem gives me a break. The answer is no. I'm also potter in that case. You got me, Yonason? That's the Chiddush. I'm glad you brought it out. You can't ask a kasha on the Gemara from a Rishon. You can ask a kasha on a Rishon from the Gemara. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Ephraim is doing. He's asking on the Rosh. You got me? And Matthew, say, Rebbe, why would you think like that? Because Hashem is merciful. Give me a raya where Hashem is merciful in Baba Kama with damages. Why do we... Oh, but where it actually says merciful. Chatzi Karen. Chatzi Knas. Hashem is merciful. You didn't know it was going to act peculiar. So you really should be potter. Why do we give it? Why do we do it? It's a Knas to motivate you to guard it, you know, to get ready. But really, Hashem is always merciful. Wasn't that the Lashon of the Gemara? On Tetvav and Aleph? So I would think the same thing here. Tetvav and Aleph. The Lashon of the Gemara is Stam Shvarim to Becheska Shimer Kaim, but didn't the Lashon Klav Rachmanu de Kanse. Yeah? Actually, I made a mistake. The Gemara uses the Lashon Rachmanis by the other Shita. If you hold Chatzi Nezik Mamon, right, then animals are really nuts. You really should pay Nezik Shalom. You should have been on your toes, but Hashem's merciful and chopped it down the first three times and a half. But you see that notion of one merciful. Even though it's not within Chatzin Nezakanas, it's Chatzin Nezakanas, but you see this notion. So that's what I want to bring out the answer. From who? From Ibn Ephraim. Okay, that's himself, that's his own answer. It's possible to suggest, and I want you to get this, then I want to finish up with Losachmo. And this is what the Dvar Yaakov points out. He says maybe you could say your own answer. What would be your own answer to this Kasha or Ben Ephraim? He wants to say the following. If it wasn't for the Torah's Ptur of Shein B'Sarabim, then maybe you would think it's not Meshuna to leave your fruit out. Maybe you would think it's not Meshuna to leave your fruit out in Rosh Hashanah. It's not peculiar behavior. That if a behemoth would eat it or trample on them, maybe the guys would be considered to be Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Maybe. But the Torah Pater Shein Regel and makes it what? What makes that act Meshuna, Yonason? The fact that the Torah Pater Shein Regel Rosh Hashanah, that makes it a Meshuna act. And therefore what? Therefore, what's the din? If your kalim get destroyed in Rosh Hashanah, you are what? You are potter, because we viewed it as being meshunim. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like begs the whole premise. It's a very sharp answer. In other words, I'll tell you why I need a pasuk. Because who determined that my leaving the stuff out in Amsterdam is meshunim? The Torah did. Because they said Shane and Regal is potter Rosh Hashanah. And since it's peculiar behavior, what you did... See, I wanted to point this out, and I haven't yet shared today. Don't confuse Meshuna, which is normally the attribute of Karen, with the Meshuna notion that we talk about of leaving your fruit out, where? In Rosh Hashanah. When you say Kol Meshana, Vabach, or Meshina, that first Shinui is really, it's not talking about Shinui of Karen, it's talking about peculiar behavior in general, you know what I mean? That is not normal. What determined that was Meshuna not normal? The fact that Torah Potter's Shein Regel Shoshan, that if another guy's animal eats you, he doesn't have to pay you. That's what determined Potter. But if the Torah wouldn't have said that, maybe I would have thought it's not Meshuna. Maybe they would have been Chayav Nezek Shalom. So of course you need the Pasuk. That's what he wants to tiny. I want to just note this, Rabbi Ephraim did not like that answer. He didn't give that answer. The fact that he didn't give that answer shows he felt the premise of Lamaisa, of leaving out fruit, Rosh Hashanah, you don't need the Torah to tell me that's peculiar. You can figure that out up Yisfarah on your own. The Etzem Anacha, where it can be damaged, even if it's Meshuna, even if you'd pay for the Hezek, Halacha Lamaisa. That's always considered to be Meshuna. Even if you have to pay for it, that behavior is always deemed as Meshuna. He didn't like that answer, Ben Ephraim. Therefore, he gave his own answer, which was the answer that we went through, that I would have thought that if the first stage is Shinui, I would have still catch a break and get money, even if the second guy damaged Lamaisa in a normal way. Kamash Milan, Halacha Lamaisa, that what? That Shane is part of the Shrab no matter what, even if the second guy didn't do anything. Okay? All right, we got that? Okay, good. I want to finish up with Los Achmo. Let's finish up Los Achmo. Okay? Then we got Dav Mincha. Real quick, I want you to get this down. You know, the tenth of the Aseres Adibris is thou shalt not covet. There are some Rishonim that go, the Aseres Adibris, one is Keneged 10, two is 9, three is 7, correct, four is 6. How is 1 in 10? So I don't remember which Rishon it is, but Rav Ronsu actually just said over beautifully. He says, if you covet and jealous guys' houses and cars and his possessions, that's a real lack of emunah. We're talking Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem declares what you get, what that guy gets, and you're being jealous of this guy is motzi nes adam min ha'olam. You are really denying Hashem being in charge of everything, and it fits very neatly. It's mamish keneged 10 against 1. So I want you to get this now and lum this with Los Achmo. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin says that if you covet someone's property, I'll give you a good example. I've seen this guy, and I'm joking about him. Let's say for your whole life, this guy has a Lamborghini. You know what a Lamborghini is? Very fancy car. His whole life, he's wanting this car. It's worth $300,000. He finally gets the cash, and he goes over to the guy day after day, and day, shows him the cash. And then he says, you know, I can't take you bothering him anymore. He says, he just sells it to him. And he gives him the money. The Rambam says that guy's over Lo Sachmo. Rambam says, to be over Lo Sachmo, you need, Dr. Jaziger said excellently, you need to have a Maisel Akicha. He doesn't have to say, even if he says Rotsani, the Rambam does. Let's say the guy with the Lamborghini, you've been driving me nuts, but you know what? I'm doing it with a full heart. I'm selling you the Lamborghini. Even if he says Rotsani, I feel Amor Mocher, Rotsani. Doesn't make a difference. You're still over. Number three, the Ravid says in the Rambam, Ein Chiyuv Hashava. Ravid asks, why is there no Chiyuv Hashava? It's like you stole from the guy. Why don't you ever Chiyuv to return? Just like you have a Chiyuv to return a stolen object, you have a return to, you should return the coveted object. Return it. Number four, a guy that's over Losach was Pasul Eidus Dirais of the Rabbanon. Only the Rabbanon, according to the Rambam. Pasul Eidus Rak Midrabbanon. And number five, we've mentioned this principle before, I believe. Didn't we mention it? When you do an Isser, is it Chal or not? Iyavid Mahani, Iyavid Lo Mahani. So Machlokes Ravina Abaye Masechas Tzmuru. And Daf Gimel Beis runs for like four blot. When you buy the Lamborghini, why is it Chal? If you're over an Isser, it shouldn't be Chal. We hold like Rava. There's a Lechem Mishnah Hilchos Bechairis that says the Ram holds like Abaye. But that's a collector's item. It's not one of the Yalkagams. We normally hold like Rava. So why does the Ram say that the kid in Schal? You're already a Sir Lo Sachmo. Those are the five kashas I want you to know. So I heard a mile from a Ron Sarchlita once, answered four of them. We added the fifth one up. And I want you to get it. It's very powerful. And that is like this. You know what Lo Sachmo is? It's an Isra of Machshava. It's an Isra of Machshava. That you're covet. You're so jealous. You covet the other guy's stuff so much. And it's a very unique Isser. Because usually, Hashem commands us on actions, on Dibor, rarely on Machshavas. Once in a while. You know what Ibn Ezra says? You've got to control yourself and your thoughts. Do you think a farmer ever has a Havamina to marry the princess in the province, in the land? Do you think a farmer ever has a Havamina? His whole life he lives. He never has a Havamina to marry the princess. Unfortunately, he's so poor, it's not going to happen. It happens to be the Malbim writes, many people think Ahasuerus was an idiot. I don't like using the Lashon, but he wasn't smart at all. It's not true. The Lashon, the Gemara says the Malbim, he was a Hedjit. He was not from royalty, but he was a very bright man. He knew the only way he could be able to come to Melech is marry the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, who was Vashti. And that's how he usurped the Malthus. So when the Gemara says a hedge, it doesn't mean he was not smart. He was very smart. He just wasn't from royalty. A person has to have that same perspective and attitude. That Lamborghini was not yours. It's not meant to be yours. If you want to get your, if you get the money, we buy it somewhere else. It's a real breach of moon and bitachon and Hashem. And that's your feeling has to be about the guy's house, his property, everything the guy has. You never have such a havamina. So the Isser is an Isser of Machshava. It really shouldn't be in Hilchos Gzeila. But as the Rambam writes, coveting will lead to Gzeila, unfortunately. And the Rambam says it leads to Taivish. It's a terrible thing. So it geographically puts it in Hilchos Gzeila. But by its very nature, it's an Isser of Machshava. But there are conditions to it. What are the conditions? You need a what? You need a lakicha. There's a shear to it. How much, when does the isser click in? The isser clicks in when you actually take it. So all these kashas now fall like a domino. I want you to get them. Number one, the Ravid says, why aren't you giving Malkus for this? Oh, you Rambam call it a lav shem b'maisa? What do you mean a lav shem b'maisa? Ein lecha maisa gedola mizu. You're taking the thing. You drive the Lamborghini out of the driveway. That's not a maisa? Why is it called a lav shem b'maisa? What's the answer? Because it's Isser Machshava. There's only a tanai of lakicha. To be called the lav shem b'maisa, it has to be the essence of the Isser, not just a tanai. Number two, I don't care whether the guy who sold you the Lamborghini said, I want to do it. Doesn't mean a thing. You've been coveting this thing your whole life. And now it's consummated by you driving the Lamborghini out. I don't care whether the guy said, I want to sell it. It means nothing. It's unilateral. You coveted it. Number three, it's not stealing. It's an Isser Machshava. There's no chiyuv to return it. It's really disconnected, very much so, from Xavier. It might lead to it, but conceptually it stands on its own. Number four, why aren't you pusilatus diraisa? Because it's not a lav sheish b'maisa, and you're not a stealer. The Rambam says, in order to be pusilatus minatora, it has to be at least a lav sheish b'maisa, or you have to be a stealer, a ganav. You're neither. Therefore, you're only pusilatus minrabbanan. Number five, when do you say iavid lo mahani? Lo mahani. When do you say iavid mahani lo mahani? When the iser is what maisa oriented. This is maisa and machshava. Where is this in Baba Kama, Daf Samch Beis Manaf? Guys, take a look, and then we'll close. Take a look at Samch Beis. Take a quick look. Samch Beis Manaf. That's this Gemara when you're a Chamson. A Chamson's over Lo Sachmon. I take a gun to the guy's head, sell me the object. I'll pay every cash. I'll pay every penny. But you better sell it to me. Look at the Gemara on the bottom. Three lines, four lines in the middle. Omalei Rav Ada, Breder of Avi, Ravashi. Ma ben Gazlan and Chamson. Omalei Chamson Yoiv Demei. Chamson gives cash, but he's got the gun to your head. Gazlan lo Yoiv Demei. A Gazlan doesn't give you cash. Chamson is bad. He might not be a Gazlan, but he's over Lo Sachmon. Omalei Yoiv Demei Chamson Karisale. If he gave you money, why is he called a Chamson? If I take a gun to a guy's head, it's a good sale. It's a good sale if he says Rotsani. But we're pointing out, even if you say Rotsani, according to the Rambam, you are over what? Lo Sachmon. So let Hashem give us the kaychus, that we strengthen ourselves, and never engage in Kina, and never engage in this Issa Rachman Lutzlan of Lo Sachmon. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's have Mincha. And then we'll continue tomorrow, visitorship. Okay? I want to try to get a date for the Shabbaton. So maybe Matthew will ask you guys, okay?